Se cominciamo a prendere posto, possiamo cominciare. Eh? No, ti chiamo. Tu sedetevi. Voi vi sedete prima. No, non lo tocco. Ma è normale che c'è l'amplificazione? Non deve.
No, perché adesso.
Everything we do, and as well how we do it. So they include, I'm just going to read out a few things. Number one, start with user needs. Number two, design with data. And number five, iterate, then iterate again. So all of the things I just mentioned before are written down in our government design principles, like that guide us how we operate and do things. But they also include the following things: doing less and doing the hard work to make it simple. And doing less and doing the hard work to make it simple led us to creating this. So this is the GovUK design system. This is a system that includes visual styles, components, and patterns. So that service teams in all the different departments don't have to repeat a thing that someone else in government already did do before. They can simply reuse well-designed components that are accessible for free. Because in order to scale service transformation, we have to standardize things instead of constantly trying to reinvent the wheel. So in this case, this is about putting in the date of birth. Because although it's quite a simple thing, there's so many things you can do wrong, and we do not want to let this happen. So, talking about standardization, we have standards for technology, and we also have standards for services. And these are not just like nice to haves, but they are mandatory, and services are actually being assessed against those. So just last week, we released the latest version of our service standard. This is the third version already since 2014. It contains 14 points in three areas, from meeting users' needs, providing a good service, to using the right technology. And for this version, for the first time, we dropped the word digital. So now it's only called the service standard. So we are expanding to all the other channels, while previously we have been focusing on the digital channel mostly. Because services have to work in all channels the users might want to use a service. And having a standard is good, it's actually great, but it's still not enough. It's just one building block. Of course, it's a very important building block and an underlying building block, but there have to be as well other elements in place. For us, these divide into like kind of like control or assessment, and as well support. So sometimes we talk about the carrot and the stick. So we have assurance processes where service teams have to demonstrate that they have worked against those 14 points of the service standard. And of course we have training and as well communities of practice. So we are giving people a lot of support to make sure they are actually able to meet the standards and all the 14 points. So we have established a few years ago the GDS Academy. That has now trained more than 10,000 people in agile, digital, and design skills. And the team that I'm working with, they have trained another 1,300 people just last year in accessibility and user research and as well service design. And talking about guidance, we have the service manual. So at any time when people are working on the service, on transformation of a service, they can refer to guidance in order to meet the standard. So we have created an online manual. It's called the Service Manual, and this helps teams to create and run great services to meet that service standard. So it covers points like setting up a team, doing user research, or choosing the right technology. And all of that stuff is available on the internet, so you can just on your own time like Google it and have a read. All of that is available in the open. So recently, for example, we refreshed a chapter on the introduction to designing good government services, including quite detailed characteristics of what a good government service looks like. And also, because I talked about like the boundaries of organizations within government, so we also just published guidance 2 weeks or so ago about working across organizational boundaries. And last but not least, I want to show you what this looks like in practice. So here's one example around the Check Your State Pension service. So this is for people who want to know how much state pension they can expect. So in the middle, you see a letter that people used to receive from the Department of Work and Pensions. The one in the middle, which tells them that. But it doesn't really tell them that. It refers to an eight-page statement from another department, the tax department, which you can see on the left. And that one lists all the contributions you have made over the years of working. And again, that eight-pager only makes sense if you look again at another brochure, another 32 pages. So in order to make sense, you have to like potentially study more than 40 pages just to, do that. So what people want to know, how much state pension can I expect? And this is an answer that actually sits between two departments, the Department for Work and Pension, but also the Tax and Revenue Department. So two different departments. So they started working together, doing research on what information people actually need and, where this data is also being held. So here you see a few different versions. So the first one brought all the things from all this paper onto one website. But still, people found it very difficult to find the information that really mattered to them. Because this was an early prototype, we were able to move on quite quickly, iterate, test different design approaches, and we started again with the user needs, thinking about what is the content that people really, really need. And through the different variations, you see the certain types of content were like highlighted, other things were entirely dropped because they're simply not relevant for users. And through more user research, additional user needs became clear. One being, what is the most pension from the state that I can get? And not all users understand actually what state pension they can expect. And this again resulted in people first using the digital service, but then dialing up in our contact centers and asking, I don't really understand. So again, like the digital channel at the beginning wasn't immediately working super well. Then we continued to remove a lot of like legal stuff. We made the message personal so you can see exactly what you as an individual can expect. And also we made it very visual, as you can see. And here is the service in numbers today. Right now the digital service is used 20 times more than the paper service. So earlier we heard about how much or how little uptake for some digital service there is. Our digital uptake is now constantly at more than 95%, with an average satisfaction rate, again, around 90%. And we have way fewer calls in our contact centers, so all of that decreased. And people, when they can use the digital service, they will use the digital service. That said, all the learnings we had from the online channel we were able to bring back to the paper as well, because certain people simply cannot use an online service or they might choose not to. So on the left you see the original letter that we sent out, and then on the right-hand side the new one, that is much more clear and tested and takes all the learnings from the online service and incorporates that, which again leads to fewer calls. It's very, very visual. But also we redesigned the things behind the curtain. So this is the agent view. So now it emerges all the data from the two different departments. So if people still call, all the stuff is in one place. So we can get to a situation that looks a bit more like that, where all services are shaped around users and government is shaped by user-focused services. We are all not alone in that. There's a massive international community of design-minded public servants from all around the world. So this is a conference taken at a conference we organized last summer, where 220 people from 26 countries attended. So we have a community you can join. We have remote calls every month around various topics. And we have now about 1,200 people from 95 countries all across the world. And we're getting again a few times this year, in June in Edinburgh and in Rotterdam in November. So please join us there or join us via Slack. Thank you so much.
Grazie Martin, veramente è evidente che abbiamo visto alcuni elementi di eccellenza, alcuni dei quali sono evidentemente stati ripresi anche da Team e Agid nello sviluppo degli ultimi documenti strategici, in particolar modo nell'ultima versione del piano triennale. Io a questo proposito